Mental health care providers say that increased anxiety and a shorter fuse are normal during COVID-19 stress. BPR talked with one provider for rural Western North Carolina about what it's like to deal with a pandemic and help others through it. Meridian Behavioral Health serves the 7 westernmost counties of North Carolina. Like anywhere else, life looks very different now for the organization's healthcare providers.
Pretty much everything has changed since COVID-19.
That's Meridian's Jackson County Director, Becca Swanger. She explains the organization provides a variety of services, including classes on recovery and anxiety, which are now all available via Zoom.
We have a tele room set up in every office, so we're running a skeleton crew at each site where an engagement specialist and a clinical support is on site every day. Like today is Wednesday, that's my clinical day, so I am here at the Silva office.
Much of Meridian's care has switched over to telehealth, but Swanger says the lack of access to internet or even cell phone service has been a challenge.
That's a problem that we see here in Jackson a lot. People are really living on the top of the mountain, middle of nowhere, and there's not even the capabilities to have phone service or internet.
Beyond isolation, job loss and money concerns brought on by COVID-19 add stress to people who might already be dealing with other health or legal issues. Swanger says she's seen increased anxiety in patients. She explains that helping people access care is a balancing act right now.
We're looking at it from a Maslow hierarchy of needs kind of lens. So if the need is about being able to get a medication or being able to get food, we feel that the risk of not having those needs met is greater than the risk of being exposed to coronavirus.
Meridian CEO Dr. Don Buckner echoes this statement. Unlike many other care providers, Meridian hasn't had to furlough employees during the crisis. Buckner says in the past few weeks, the organization is back to seeing patients at a pre-COVID rate.
We haven't eliminated face-to-face completely. I would say probably at least 75% of the services we're doing are remote at this point.
ViaHealth, which manages Meridian state funding, gave out 500 smartphones across 22 Western North Carolina counties to help patients who previously couldn't access telehealth. About 40 made it to the westernmost counties, says Buckner. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.